早晨。
Good morning。
感谢神俾我呢个机会，亦多谢大家能够俾我机会一起敬拜神，一起嚟分享神嘅话。
I thank God to give me a chance to share with you in this church and to share with everybody in this church。
所以我来自新加坡，所以我嘅广东话系新加坡嘅广东话。
I came from Singapore, so my there's an accent on my Cantonese。
一年咧最多系讲一次用广东话讲到嘅。
I might preach sermon once a year in Cantonese。
所以我盼望咧你哋能够听到我嘅广东话啦。
I pray that you can understand what I'm speaking about。
我非常高兴咧。嚟参与或者话嚟分享同一间有宣教异象嘅教会嚟分享神嘅话。
I really like to share my vision in mission with a church that has the same vision。
你知一个人咧临终之前，即系话死之前咧，佢最后嘅说话咧，对佢所爱嘅人都好重要嘅。
You know, when you are in the dying moment, the very last word that you talk to your loved one is very important.
通常最后的话就是他未完成的包袱，或者呢要他下一代的人能够传达下去的一些的观念或者一个传统。
Usually the message is about how I cannot fulfill my dreams and I wish the next generation will take my shoes.Go on with it.
耶稣基督最后的话呢，不是他临终前讲的。
The most important word that Jesus said is not at the moment of his death.
The last word.
It's the last word.
因为呢，耶稣基督又从死里复活过来。
Because Jesus has risen from the death.
所以耶稣基督最后的话呢，是他升天前讲的一句话。
The very last word that Jesus preached is when he, before he went back up to the heaven.
而那句话呢，就对我们历代的教会，历代的基督徒就很重要了。
The words that he's spoken of is very important in the generations of churches.
所以如果我们今天的教会没有做耶稣基督最后的吩咐，或者不了解耶稣基督最后的吩咐呢，我们真的不明白神的心意，没有摸到神的心意的教会。
So if our church does not do the word that Jesus preached, his last word, then we are not touching Jesus' heart.
所以耶稣基督讲最后的说话就是我们所有人的大使命了。
The last word that he had preached is the Great Commission.
所以今日教会做宣教，唔系因为我哋嘅教会钱太多。
We don't do the missionary work not because our church is loaded with money.
都我哋做宣教唔系因为加拿大冇地方可以传。
We don't do missionary just not because we have nowhere to go in Canada.
我哋做宣教呢系因为马太福音28章耶稣基督最后的吩咐，叫我们到全世界去传福音。
We do mission work because of God's last commission to tell us to preach all over the world.
所以我很高兴能够来到，能够明白神的心意，摸到神的心意的教会，一起来敬拜，一起来分享神的话。
I am so glad that the church and I can touch Jesus' heart to preach the mission.
有些人问我，哇，你侍奉神有多少年啊？
Or how many years have you served God?
感谢神啊，我唔系好长，但系又冇好短，做多40年。
I've been doing God's word, not long, not short, just about 4 years.
我40年入边咧，我睇到好多好多发展，又睇到好多好多嘅挑战。
There's many changes in that 40 years span. I have see a lot of challenges and changes.
特别呢最后呢十年嚟咧，我觉得有一样嘢，我一定要同教会讲嘅。就是盼望我们做宣教的教会是要成为一个人人宣教的教会。
There's an urge in my heart in the last 10 years that I want to speak out to all the churches is to the church to be a missional church.
就每一个人都能够 involve 那个宣教，就是参与宣教。
Everyone in the church has to be involved to
从你的职场一直到宣教的工厂。
From our workplace to all the way to the missionary field.
所以教会是怎算是一个宣教的教会呢？
How can a church be a missionary church?
教会是一个宣教的教会，不是因为它有宣教奉献，或者有宣教的组织，或者有宣教的架构， 都唔係指呢方面。
A missionary church is not just the money collected. There's a missionary department or somebody want to be involved in.
宣教教會係指人，因為教會就係你同我，所以如果我哋要成為一個宣教教會，就係你同我都要做宣教。
A missional church is you and I who has to be the missionary and doing the missionary work.
但是今天很多弟兄姊妹一想到宣教就想到、不知道哪个年轻人应该在非洲传福音，没有想到自己的。
In our church, when we think about missionary work, it's just some youth wants to go to Africa and preach the word.
一想到传福音就是、牧师的事，不关我的事。
And anything to do with missionary is pastor's work, it's not me.
所以今天我盼望听了这堂道之后，你出去之前你带着神的使命出去。
So through this sermon today, I hope that your message you're going to get is you are the missionary starting next year.
宣教的一定会问，我们已经完成了大使命哪个阶段呢？
We do missionary work and we always ask this question, what stage are we at?
其实大使命呢有三个阶段的。第一个阶段呢，我们叫做全世界一个地理的观念。
There's three stages in this missionary work. The first stage is geographical.
即是说呢，使徒行传第一章第八节所讲的，就是我们要传福音到地极。
In the, Acts, chapter 1, verse 8, we have to preach the word until the end of the earth.
那个地极呢，基本上是一个地理的观念，是不是？
It's a geological,definition.
但是今天呢，我们看到福音其实呢已经做到地极的，因为世界上没有一个国家是没有福音传到的。
We see today, the good news is already preached all the way to the end of the earth already. There's no nation that's not been touched.
你可不可以想到的国家呢，福音没到的？
Can you name one nation that has not have this gospel preached?
如果你想不到呢，你是对的，因为福音真是传到所有的国家。
If you cannot name a nation, that means all, you're right, because all the good news has already reached the whole earth.
但是呢，如果你今天教会还那里嗌这个口号呢，就说我们传福音到全世界，这个是过时的一个观念。
If our church still use this slogan, that we have to preach to the end of the earth, this is old.
其实以地理来讲呢，福音已经到所有的国家。
Geographically, we have reached every single nation.
但不是说我们因此就做完了神的工作。
Does that mean we have finished out the work?
因为有第二个观念呢，是未得之民，即是说呢，还未到达的话，那些群体，人的群体的地方。
There is actually the second stage of the good news preached to all the ethnic people.
因为如果你觉得世界上仲有啲地方系冇到嘅，而但系而嗰个地方系如果冇人嘅咧，嗰个地方唔使去嘅，因为嗰啲我传福音就系传俾人，唔系传俾地，系咪？所以咧就系未得之民系一个最重要嘅观念。
So the second stage is to reach the unreached people. It's the ethnic groups that we have not reached to.
所以马太福音24章14节好清楚讲到的，这个福音呢会全遍天下呢，对万民作见证的时候，然后呢末期就会来到。
So Matthew 24:14 said, and this gospel of the kingdom will be preached into the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come.
所以如果你是研究这个耶稣基督再来那些异兆的事呢，你会发现到耶稣话呢，你睇到各大国民大民地震咩饥荒，每一次讲到呢啲嘢，耶稣话时候仲未到。
When you see the world is in turmoil, there's wars going on, you know that the time has not come.
但係讲到24章14节嗰陣时候，呢、这个天国福音全遍天下，对万民作见证嘅时候，佢话然后末期就会来到。
But the precursor to the end of the world is when the whole world, the gospel of the kingdom has preached to the whole world, then the end will come.
其实现在你问，我们有没有做完这个阶段啊？
Have we finished this stage two?
嗱，如果我哋睇而家嘅 statistic 啊，嘅統計咧，個個報告咧，世界上咧三分一係基督徒，三分一咧係天國福音仲未信耶穌嘅，三分一咧係分為未得之民，未得之民當中咧又分咗一個叫做未速之民咧，即係話咧 unrich and also unengaged 啊呢個觀念。
We don't need to translate it. But according to the statistics, one third is Christians, the one third has been evangelized, been touched, and then one third has never been touched, is unreached, unheard people.
嗱，可能咧有啲人话，哎唔错啦，系咪？三分一系基督徒，三分一听过喎，系咪？三分只系三分一咧。
Are we going to be complacent? One third is already Christian, so we're doing a good job, and one third has already been touched.
有两个问题。
There's two questions.
而家我哋仲未完成嘅工作咧，唔系三分之一。
We have not finished the work yet. It's not just one third.
我哋系三分之二。
We are actually two third undone.
嗰啲听过仲未信耶稣，我哋唔可以啊就咁样走佢哋入地狱噶，系咪？所以我哋仲要传。所以咧系我哋嘅挑战系三分之二。
So those including the one third that's been evangelized but not believed.Those are part of the group that we have to reach again. So two-thirds has not been done yet.
第二个问题呢?
The second question.
80年代呢,我就睇到咁样嘅一个报告啦。
In the 80s, there's actually a report.
我30年之后呢,成个福音嘅情景冇改过嘅。
In that 30-year span, there's nothing has changed.
So something must be wrong. Something must have gone wrong, right?
所以呢一天啊，梗係有唔妥嘅地方啦。三十年，
係咪我哋真係做到唔入？我哋每一年攞咁多錢去做咧，嚇？究竟嗰啲錢喺到邊度啊
？Every year we spend so much money. What happened to that money? What's the effort?
所以咧，我就好時時咧就要挑戰教會咧。如果我哋真係要突破呢個咁嘅嚇僵局咧，就一定要諗下，我哋做宣教一定要。Missions outside the box. You have to think outside the box.
So I challenge the church today. For all that 30 years, we have been a stagnant situation. We have to challenge the church. How can we think outside the box?
我记得有一次我同一啲人倾偈嘅时候，有一个年轻人嘅系公司嘅 manager， 佢又讲一句说话。如果我哋公司咧一直做同样嘅嘢，得到嘅结果系同样嘅。如果我哋要突破咧，就唔可以做同樣嘅嘢。
There's
我哋要做唔同嘅嘢。
A young manager that I talked to belonging to the company, and he said if we were to do the same thing over and over and over again, we have the same result over and over and over again. So we have to think outside the box in order to reach some another plateau.
當福音嘅大使命咧入到第三階段嘅時候咧
，When The gospel is in the third stage.
我哋又睇到咧，每一个人都要听到福音。
Everyone has to have the opportunity to hear.
呢个彼得后书三章九节所讲嘅。
This is in Second Peter 3:9.
即系话每一个人都有机会听到福音。
Instead, he is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish. So everybody has to be able to listen.
如果我哋要完成呢个阶段咧，应该点样做啊？
If we want to finish stage three, what can we do?
如果系靠牧师去完成呢个咧，肯定做唔晒。
If you want to rely on pastors' effort only, it cannot.
如果你系依赖嗰啲宣教士去完成呢个阶段咧，都唔可能嘅。
If you want to depend on missionary workers only, that's not possible either.
完成呢个阶段咧，就系我哋个个人都要参与宣教。
In order to finish this stage, everyone has to be involved.
第一个阶段系。宣教士非常的重要。
The first stage, missionaries are important.
好似当时保罗咧睇到整个罗马帝国咧有99.9% 仲未听到福音嘅，所以佢搏命咁样差宣教士出去。
When Paul at back in the days, Paul saw that 99.99% of this Roman Empire has not been reached.So it's been sending a lot of missionary workers there.
但如果我哋要传福音俾所有嗰啲民族咧，就唔系宣教士可以做到嘅，因为宣教士咧好多时候唔能够到嗰啲好偏区或者系嗰啲未得之民嘅所住嘅地方。
In the second stage, in order to reach the unreached people, the ethnic groups, it's not just the missionaries' work anymore. It has to be local workers too.
Yeah, 所以呢，我哋要兴起当地嘅传道人。
So we have to raise up a lot of missionary workers from the local churches.
所以第三个阶段呢，就系我哋呢每一个人要参与宣教。
And the third stage is we have to mobilize ourselves to be involved.
但系有啲人话，我哋个个人都应该参与宣教。
I think we are already involved.
我问，做咩我哋每一个人都系？
Or why do we have to be involved?
所以呢我话你一定要翻到上帝创造世界嗰阵时候嗰、那个原有嘅目的系乜嘢。
So we have to go back to what the purpose of that creation is way back.
我问弟兄姊妹，我哋上帝创造我哋嘅时候呢，我哋使唔使做工啊？
係
因为或者係因为人犯咗罪人先会要做工啊。
I want to ask you, when God created us, do we have to work?Or do we have to work after we have sinned?
工作是不是人犯罪的结果?
Is work the end result of our sin?
是不是啊?哦,有些人是,有些人不是。
Some say yes, some say no.
很辛苦的就是。
If you work really hard, yes.
所以有些人经常要怒气的亚当夏娃害死我们。
So we will always blame on Eve and Adam.
但是如果你好好读圣经的时候，神创造我们的时候是有一个使命的，神创造我们不是没有目的的，没有使命的活在这个世界上。
When God created us, there's a purpose in his creation.
所以呢就你有啲人諗住话哇上帝上创造呢亚当夏娃呢佢哋成日都享受嘅两个人成日揸住头嗰度拍拖跪咗啦亚当呢就喺饭池嗰度跳床咁样呢夏娃就俾个葡萄籽咁样食咁样就係咁啦。
But people argue that, when God created Adam and Eve, they were enjoying, the Garden of Eden, and they were eating grapes and enjoying themselves and taking it easy.
上帝呢创造我哋人呢系有一个目的嘅。
But actually there is a purpose in his creation.
并且有一个使命嘅。
And there's a commission.
呢个使命早期我哋叫做 cultural mandate, 系一个文化嘅使命。
There's a cultural mandate.
你如果你睇创世嘅第一章二十八节呢神赐福给他们呢对他们说要生养众多遍满地面。治理这地要管理海里的鱼空中的鸟和地上的各样行动的 活物。所以呢度呢就讲到我哋听要治理这地管理所有的神创造的动物。
So God has given them a cultural mandate. In Genesis 1:28, God blessed them and said to them, Be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky and over every living creature that moves on the ground. So there is a sacred responsibility involved in that creation.
換句說話呢就是呢神呢在很開始的創造人的時候呢神已經將個工作的能力給了人的。
In other words, in the very beginning, God has already given us job to do.
所以工作呢不是贪爱世界。
Job is not loving the world.
有时呢我睇到教会呢做生意嗰啲弟兄呢我哋睇到嗰啲事因为好忙呢啲做生意弟兄呢咁我就问佢话哇弟兄最近好似好忙喎而且佢弟兄点样反应佢弟兄呢就立刻反应话唔好咁样讲牧师我哋系忙世界你系忙教会唔同啊我哋个忙唔同。
So when I'm talking to a lot of brothers in business and they said, wow, you guys are so busy all the time. And then they respond that, oh, we are so busy because we want to earn the living in this world and you are responsible for the spiritual things.
所以呢你哋牧师做嘢就好啦为神我哋系为世界。
So when the pastor is doing it for God and we are just doing working it for the world.
呢个系咪我哋基督徒嘅人生观啊?
Is that what you have in your mind?
我请问你啦你做基督徒是24小时的基督徒呢或者是部分时间的基督徒啊?
When you are a Christian, are you a 24 hour Christian or just a part-time Christian?
20小时同 part-time 啊
?24 hours or just part-time?
有啲人呢就觉得自己呢拜一到拜六呢就係为世界嘅礼拜日呢就为上帝嘅所以 part-time。
So, Monday to Saturday, I dedicated to the world and Sunday, I dedicated to God.
其实呢个观念呢就影响咗我哋好多基督徒。唔知道呢我哋原来呢就算喺工作呢或者做生意呢我哋都应该系为神活嘅。
But this is a wrong concept. Whenever we do anything, right, in our work, we are doing it for God.
所以你要记得呢，好似呢个 Rick Warren 所讲嘅，以下你系被上帝创造的，并且为佢而做的，除非你了解咗呢点，不然呢，你嘅生命呢系冇意义的。
In Isaiah, chapter 43:7, we were made by God for God, and until you understand that, life will never make sense.
所以呢，如果你真系要谂下，我哋基督徒如果系二十小时系为神活嘅。
If we are a Christian and we are living for God for 24 hours,
即系话咧，你就算喺学校就好，工作嘅时间又好，或者你屋企又好，我哋咧都系为神而活嘅。
Whether you are in school, in work, or at home, we are living for God.
所以咧，我哋今日喺神嘅面前，如果你真系要带着使命嘅活着咧，你要知道，好多时候神冇叫你做牧师。是因为神要你在个商场那里为神来做作见证。
In order for that commission to live in us, we are just not just living part life. So when we are working in the workplace, we have to live for God as well.
所以我好感谢神，神没有叫我们个人做牧师。
I praise God that not everybody is a pastor.
我感谢神，神没有叫我们个人做宣教士。
We did not, God did not tell everybody to be a missionary worker.
但是神呢，将你放在一个公司，就是要在一个公司来传福音。
But when God put you place, in the workplace, you have to be mission minded.
神呢，将你放在一个学校呢，就要你在一个学校那里见证神。
When God put you in the school, God wants you to be the witness for it.
所以除非我们带着这样的使命，在我们人生的里面呢，每一部分这样活着的时候呢，我们基督徒的生命呢，才有意义的。
Unless we have that mission-minded concept, we would not have a meaningful life.
无论在家庭中或者是工作的地方，
whether at home or in workplace,
或者是你的社区里面，
in the community,
在教会，
in the church,
我们一定要带着使命为神活。
We have to have that mission-minded
concept. 这个是我们神圣的使命。
This is our cultural mandate.
但是很可惜，人犯罪之后呢，
Unfortunately, after we have sinned,
人咧对工作咧有个错误嘅谂法啦。
And then we have this wrong concept about
our work. 一直谂住话我工作就系要贪爱世界。
And when we work, we were showing our love to the world.
工作咧就系一个 secure job， 就系为世界嘅。
Job is like 属世嘅。
但系其实咧，工作咧系一个神圣嘅一个责任嘅，系一个sacred responsibility。
Exactly what he said, sacred responsibility. Yeah.
所以呢，因此呢，你不要想着说我工作就是一个不好的事。
Don't say that work is no good.
所以但是人犯了罪呢，只不过人呢工作的时候就错误了。
But we have the wrong concept about work.
所以呢，因此呢，耶稣基督看到我们人犯了罪之后呢，罪呢就影响我们所有的观念，甚至呢我们生命存在的一个意义。
Because of the sin in this world, we have this wrong concept of work. So this is what's wrong after the sin.
所以耶稣基督呢就嚟呢个世界咧，为我哋死喺十字架上。
So Jesus died on the cross to save us.
而且咧，耶稣基督咧就叫佢门徒，你要将呢个嘅福音要带到全世界嘅人，使个个信耶稣嘅人咧，要翻到神嘅呢个观念入边。
So he's given the commission to the disciples to preach all over the world, so we'll come back to Jesus.
所以我时时都提醒弟兄姊妹，我哋信咗耶稣之后咧，我哋系有两个使命嘅。
And after we have believed in Jesus, we have two commissions.
第一个使命咧就系我哋嘅文化嘅使命。
The first mandate is cultural mandate.
第二个使命咧就系福音嘅使命。
Another commission is about the Great Commission.
即系话你一定要喺你嘅工作或者你嘅商场或者你嘅学校嗰度为耶稣基督嚟传福音。
You have to preach the gospel in your work, in your school, in your workplace.
我哋咧信咗耶稣咧，唔能够话嗰个 cultural mandate 唔重要啦。
When after we believe in Jesus, the cultural mandate is no longer valid.
其实这个文化的使命呢，仍然是很重要的。
The cultural mandate is even more important than
before. 甚至我们可以透过这个工作的机会呢，平台呢，来为耶稣基督传福音的。
We can use our job or career platform to preach the gospel.
所以呢样嘢加埋嚟叫做职场嘅宣教。
This is what workplace evangelism is all about.
所以呢，因此感谢神，我哋个个人都可以参加参与宣教嘅。
Thank God that we can actually all be involved.
只要我哋翻翻神嘅观念喺呢个工作嘅观念入边。
So we have to have the right concept about the job.
所以保罗咧写信俾嗰个啲做奴隶嗰啲人啊，佢话你记得你做工嗰阵时咧，你要记住你系为神做嘅，唔系为人做嘅。
So in Ephesians, Paul was telling everybody that whatever you do, you're working for God, not for the master of your slavery.
所以感谢神，我哋个个人咧。在不同的地方，神给我们不同的平台来为主传福音。
So thank God that we actually have the different workplaces, the business world that we can actually witness for God.
明天是礼拜一啦。
Tomorrow is Monday.
要翻工哦。
You have to go back to work.
最难爬起来就是明天啦，是
不是？ It's very hard to get up on Monday morning.
因为呢，个个人都不喜欢做工。
Nobody wants to work.
亚当夏娃犯罪之后呢，工作俾咗奴变咗奴苦，人系唔中意奴苦，但系工作系需要嘅。
After Adam and Eve have sinned, they have to work to feed their mouth, and nobody likes to work.
Okay. 所以咧，因此我哋听日咧改一变我哋嘅谂法。
So we have to change our thinking tomorrow.
啊，听日起身嗰阵时咧
，You get up tomorrow.
你要同自己讲
，talk to yourself。
你唔好话，哎呀，即系又要翻工。
Don't complain. I have to go back to work。
啊，应该话咧，我要翻去为神作见证吓、啊，我要喺我公司入边服侍神。
I have to tell myself I should be the witness to the Lord today at my workplace。
你就唔同啦。
Then the whole world will be changed。
有一个复兴要嚟到。
There will be a revival coming。
要了解到工作是神给了我们各个人一个诚信的责任，可以透过我们各个人身份平台来为主传福音。
A job is a sacred privilege for us to use this platform to preach the gospel.
所以呢，现在我到处就很盼望呢，我们各个不同的各行各业的弟兄姊妹记得我们要参与宣教。
So I pray that every walk of life within our church, we have to be involved in this。
以前呢，我读耶稣基督呢句说话呢觉得好简单。耶稣说呢，对他们说，来跟从我，我要叫你们得人如得义一样。
When I was reading this Bible verse a long time ago, I thought it was just simple. Come, follow me, Jesus said, and I will send you out to fish for people.
是一个比喻啫，是吧？你是捉鱼的，现在我叫你捉人。
It's just a parable, right? It's just catching fish is like not really catching people.
其实耶稣基督这样讲的意思话，你一个渔夫是不是？
If you're a fisherman,
我而家透过你嘅义父嘅身份
，If I'm going through your job as a fisherman，
你嘅身份就系一个平台，为耶稣基督传福音。
Your position, your job is actually the position to preach the gospel。
所以弟兄姊妹，我哋要醒嚟
，Wake up！
啊，如果我哋醒嚟咧，我哋带着使命，记得原来咧，神俾你嘅身份咧，神俾你嘅工作咧，就系为个嘅天国嘅，唔单止系为你嘅养生即系好处嘅。
So wake up and tell yourself, your job is just not to ability to feed your mouth, but to spread the gospel for God.
所以求神会用你。
So pray that God will use you.
好啦，因为时间嘅缘故咧，我就冇办法讲完所有嘅。
Because of the time constraint, I can't tell you everything.
我就 quote 呢、这个。郭培利博士所讲的说话。
There is one verse from Billy Graham.
他说呢，我相信神接下来呢，其中一个最伟大的工作呢，就是透过职场的信徒去完成的。
I believe one of the next great moves of God is going to be through the believers in the workplace.
所以如果我们教会有一个翻着了的一个很大的巨人。
If our church is like a sleeping giant,
如果我们唤醒这个官啊这个贵人呢
,if we wake this giant up,
各行各人的弟兄姊妹带醒起来啊带到使命在我们不同的岗位来为神传福音的时候，我们教会就不会这么软弱了。
Everybody, and sisters within all walks of life, then we will have a very good, effective commission.
教会最多3%的人 係做全職嘅。
If you look at the church, only 3% of the church population is a full-time ministry worker.
97% 嘅人唔係低職嘅。
97% of the people are just lay leaders, workers.
如果我哋動員嘅喐嚟喐去嘅，只不過係3%嘅，我哋永遠做唔曬呢個宣教工作。
If we are just mobilizing 3% of the church population, we will never be able to finish the commission.
A weakening of the sleeping giant of missions. That's you, okay? 嗱，但係要喚醒你哋。
我哋要喚醒啲巨人，就係你。
好，我哋再祈禱。
Let's pray together.
天父，多謝你。
Thank you, Lord.
因為你冇睇唔起我哋任何一個人。
You did not look down on any one of us.
你俾我哋個個人唔同嘅工作。
You give us different types of jobs.
感謝你叫我做牧師。
I thank you that you have called me to be a pastor.
但係我都感謝神，叫我哋中間有啲人做專業。
And I also praise God that you, some of us are different professions.
有啲人係做生意。
Some people are in business.
有啲係老師。
Some are teachers.
有啲仍然係一個學生。
Some are still students.
但係感謝你。
But I praise you.
你要我哋個個人帶著使命嚟活著。
You have given us this mission-minded life.
使我哋個個人都可以俾你使用。
So you can mobilize every single one of us.
求主你祝福我哋教會。
Please God give us this blessing.
我哋咁样祈祷，奉主耶稣基督嘅名。
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.